This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. U.S. President Joe Biden on Monday criticized the Supreme Court ruling on presidential immunity that was seen as a win for his election rival, former President Donald Trump. Gabe Singer reports from Reuters.
For all practical purposes, today's decision almost certainly means that there are virtually no limits on what a president can do. This is a fundamentally new principle, and it's a dangerous precedent, because the power of the office will no longer be constrained by the law, even including the Supreme Court of the United States.
The U.S. Supreme Court found on Monday in a 6-3 ruling that Trump cannot be prosecuted for any actions that were within his constitutional powers as president, but can be for private acts. It's a landmark ruling recognizing for the first time any form of presidential immunity from prosecution, but stops short of allowing absolute immunity for all official acts.
Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the U.S. will soon announce an additional $2.3 billion in security assistance for Ukraine.
This package, under presidential drawdown authority, will provide more air defense interceptors, anti-tank weapons, and other critical munitions from U.S. inventories.
Austin's remarks came Tuesday as Ukrainian Defense Minister Rustem Umerov met with him at the Pentagon. They mark a strong response to pleas from Kyiv for help in battling Russian forces in the Donetsk region. Austin says Ukraine is not alone, and the United States, quote, will never waver in its support. Hurricane Beryl is roaring across the Caribbean Sea as a monstrous Category 5 storm on a path that would take it near Jamaica and the Cayman Islands. At least four people have died after Beryl slammed ashore in the Southeast Caribbean. A hurricane warning was in effect for Jamaica and a hurricane watch for Grand Cayman, Little Cayman, and Cayman Brac. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Manhattan District Attorney won't oppose delaying Trump's sentencing in his hush money case. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Donald Trump's lawyers asked the judge in his hush money case to delay his July 11th sentencing, and the Manhattan DA now says they would be open to a delay of up to 2 weeks. This all comes in the wake of the Supreme Court ruling Monday granting broad immunity protections to presidents. Trump's attorneys want Judge Juan Merchan to throw out his conviction, but Pace University law professor Bennett Gershman says he doesn't think that will happen.
Even if a president has absolute immunity, a candidate for president doesn't, and I think that was Judge Merchan's thinking from the beginning. I do agree some evidence came in when Trump became president, but again, that evidence was remote, irrelevant, and probably not even admissible.
Julie Walker, New York.
Authorities say more than 100 people in India were killed in a stampede when a crowd at a religious gathering rushed to leave a makeshift tent. It was not immediately clear what triggered the panic following an event with Hindu figure Bhola Baba in northern India's state of Uttar Pradesh. Local news reports cited authorities who said heat and suffocation in the tent could have been a factor. Video of the aftermath showed the structure appeared to have collapsed. Police said at least 116 people died, most of them women and children. More than 80 others were injured and admitted to hospitals. A Cambodian court handed jail terms of up to 8 years to 10 activists of environmental group Mother Nature on charges of plotting against the government and insulting the king, the group's founder and a lawyer said on Tuesday. Fiona Jones from Reuters reports.
The verdict comes amid growing concerns about freedom of expression in the country under Prime Minister Hun Manet. Five of the defendants were arrested outside the court in capital city Phnom Penh immediately after the verdict. Mother Nature has long campaigned against environmental destruction in Cambodia. The group's founder, Spanish national Alejandro González Davidson, who was sentenced in absentia, said he was one of three charged with infringing Cambodia's lèse majesté law. New York-based group Human Rights Watch branded the verdict devastating. The Cambodian government has previously denied the trial was politically motivated, saying it did not prosecute critics, only those who commit crimes.
Fiona Jones from Reuters. UN human rights experts say Russia violated international law by imprisoning Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich and should release him, quote, immediately. The Working Group on Arbitrary Detention, made up of independent experts convened by the UN's top human rights body, said there was a, quote, striking lack of any factual or legal substantiation for spying charges leveled against Gershkovich. The five-member group said Gershkovich's U.S. nationality has been a factor in his detention, and as a result, the case against him was discriminatory. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.